Thanks for spending time with us on The Green. I'm Tom Byrne. The history of some of Delaware's oldest agricultural farms and families is being preserved in paintings. The Delaware Century Farm Portraits Project will feature oil paintings of the first state's oldest century farms, agricultural properties that have been owned by the same family and farmed continuously for more than 100 years. Through interviews with these farming families, the project will tell the stories of how these Delawareans sustained and advanced their agricultural heritage through generations. In this week's Enlightened Me, Delaware Public Media's Kathy Carter rejoins us, talking with landscape painter Mark Reeve of Milford about this intersection of art and agriculture.
Artist Mark Reeve is partnering with the Delaware Department of Agriculture. You're on a one-year-long project to preserve the images of historic First State farms. It sounds like a fascinating project. Mark, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me, Kathy.
How did this all get started?
Well, I've been an artist for most of my life, and certainly in Delaware, I've been a landscape artist for about 18 years. So I've been looking for ways recently to be able to connect my art with some of the greater concerns in the state economically and community-wise. Agriculture, you know, being a landscape artist, you see how much of a part of the identity of the state that is and how much it drives the economy. It's a big part of what Delaware is. So I brought this project to the Department of Agriculture in the winter of 2013 and said, hey, you know, how can we celebrate sustained agriculture and do it artistically, inspire people for the next generation? And we came up with the idea of let's do a series of paintings of the oldest century farms. Those are the farms that have been in the same family and agriculturally operated for more than 100 years.
Mark, you say telling these stories visually and literally through people's lives can tell us so much about our society.
That's true. Just seeing how much heroic effort it took to bring farms from generation to generation through centuries, we really do kind of see the story of America. There's many times when economic depression was an issue, many times when the certain challenges of farming in general were an issue to just make it viable for the next generation. So farmers had to rethink, retool, had to look at the economy as it was at the time and be able to find ways to be relevant for those times. And a lot of times it meant changing their minds about what they did to be more current, to be modern.
A great example of adapting would be the Woodside Farm Creamery in Hokesson.
Absolutely. Woodside Farm was a dairy for many, many years, of course. Certainly dairies have gone in decline over the past several decades. So they looked at what they had and wanted to build on their core, and they made a destination. And that's a very big trend right now in agriculture. Agritourism is a huge part of economic building for agricultural concerns. So that was a great way for them to retool. And certainly the creamery is a fantastic location. People go there and then the ice cream's great and they have other products. And it's very much connected to who they are and what their identity is. But it's something that brings people in.
Do you see some of that in other areas of the state now taking a lead from Woodside Creamery?
Oh, very much so. There are more dairies that are becoming ice cream locations and destinations. Agritourism in general is becoming a trend as far as farm to table. Farmers are meeting up with restaurants and becoming food kind of connected as far as the tourist side of things. So that's farm freshness is also important. And so people are changing what kind of crops they're growing to be able to service the markets in the local area and bring fresh produce. So it's a far cry from being soybeans and corn only, which basically fed the poultry industry and the livestock industry. They're thinking in terms of other aspects of agriculture and how it can serve the public.
But there is still a lot of opportunity for agriculture in this state in the sense of economic development beyond agritourism.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that's happening in this Central Delaware, especially through the Economic Development Office, is seeking out ways to create food hubs in Delaware and basically attracting more food processing. That used to be a huge part of the state's agricultural mix. Usually when the things were grown here, we packaged them up, canned them, and sent them out. Of course, global economies, things changed. The railroads came in. Transit was made more easy between East and West Coast. That trend, I think, is starting to reverse in that local produce aspect. People want to have things as fresh as possible from their local areas, local growing areas. So that's a trend that's definitely in place now.
So the Delaware Century Farms Project will feature approximately 10 paintings you'll be working on. How is it going for you?
It's going very well. It's a lot more work than I imagined, of course, but the paintings are looking good. And I'm feeling very confident about them. I got I have seven of them that are completely done at this point. The three last ones are in progress. So that's pretty good for keeping ahead of the curve schedule-wise. And May 1st to June 30th is when the exhibition is running at the Delaware Agricultural Museum and Village. There'll be a special reception on May 14th to kind of play up the exhibit. I also have some presentations from the Department of Ag, hopefully, and from our sponsor, M&T Bank, who's a primary presenting sponsor. And they'll be talking about some of the financing options that are available to agriculture operations now. We also wanted to talk about the Young Farmers Program, which is something the Department of Agriculture started a couple of years ago as a low-interest loan possibility for people getting into the industry. One of the things that has been interesting about this whole project is that in the process of making the paintings, I had to actually interview the farm owners and talk about their property, talk about the history, talk about how they made it go from generation to generation. And one of the things that's kind of a point they keep calling up is it's hard to get into this business. It takes a lot of money to start up an agricultural operation for the tools, the land. You have to have enough land to be able to grow enough to be able to make enough money to get the profit back from your investment. So the Young Farmers Program is a way of helping people with those costs and not be so burdened by the initial startup. So that's one of the things we wanted to talk about as well, inspiring the next generation to get into agriculture. Another aspect that was interesting in those interviews is how wide a scope agriculture has now as far as professional choices. It's not just, farming, planting, harvesting, and selling. You have the science side of things. GrowMark FS, who's one of our sponsors, kind of has that side of the story. Farming encompasses marketing, it encompasses engineering, science, it encompasses a lot of different aspects. And of course, we just talked about the agricultural tourism side, so it really does deal with bringing visitors to Delaware.
What a fascinating and unique way to tell these stories through art, and what a partnership.
Yeah. Art is a unique communication. There's no doubt about that. And that's one of the things that really inspired me to start this project. When you talk about just taking a picture of a farmer in front of their property, it's one thing. It's very direct. It's very honest. But when you do a painting of it, it's an interpretation. And there's a certain amount of emotion that can go into that that's not being seen by the camera's lens. And that's been the fun thing about doing these paintings. I've done portraits in the past, but I hadn't had the chance to do it in a long time. So it was really nice to be able to focus in on people's character and who they are, and just from the photographs that I was using as source material. It was inspiring. You really get to delve into people's eyes and look into their souls and see what they really feel about what their property means to them. And that's an important part of all of this, is that you didn't keep a farm in the same family for generations and centuries because you didn't care. It's a personal investment. It's something that's meaningful emotionally to them. It's part of their identity and part of their fiber. And it's really interesting to see, again, how they inspire their children and grandchildren to go on with the mission. And some families, how they don't know how that's going to transfer to the next generation. So there's that challenge from generation to generation to get the children of those families to say, hey, this is something that's important to me as an individual as much as it is a business concern.
Speaking of challenges, what are your challenges as an artist in this particular project? Anything that you haven't come across before as a working artist that was unique to this project?
The portraiture aspect was certainly something that I ignored for a long time, so that's been good getting back into it. It's been a very intense exposure to it. You have 10 different paintings with some of them being double portraits, so it was fun to be able to really work that up a lot more. Time has been the biggest issue. I don't think there's enough time in the day to be able to really get things done sometimes, but it's certainly working out, and it's been an interesting time management study for me as well, to see how much I can accomplish in a certain amount of time. The other side of it is, again, going beyond the photographic lens. That's a big challenge with any artist. You're not just recording photorealistically something, you're actually trying to reinterpret, to inspire, to communicate.